How can I say this? It was as though people in these cubes were experiencing a just punishment that was slowly revealing their true nature over time, exposing the true nature of them to themselves, rebels against God. How can I explain this? Many at first did not even know they were in this manner. Others knew it immediately. This was being exposed to them and revealed to them in this place. That was the nature of the punishment I saw, slowly revealing to them their true nature and why, after death, God could not change them, as to do so would corrupt God's plan again and again. The most cruel and inhumane persons awoke to physical mutilating types of torments, interspaced with mental torments. They did not bleed. I saw many who were being gnawed on, pawed on, and torn to pieces in scenes that reflected their past life. What they sowed, they truly reaped. The majority suffered more from mental torments rather than physical, but the physical still was abundant. I remember seeing a vicious, cruel man. He was a child molester of the worst kind who had died in the 1940s. He was brutal toward his victims. Now he was trapped in this place, and the most hideous torments were experienced. What he did to others was being experienced by him now. I saw him being pounced on. Last I saw him, he was being pounced on by these horrifying, small, devilish beings. He was being ripped and torn at, as he once did to his victims. I saw more of these cruel people and others, terrifying sights that I cannot forget. My book, A Land Unknown, Hell's Dominion, has more details than I can reveal right now. The foul guide kept limping down the road, pointing at cubes and all the scenery inside. I can still see it in my mind as clear as day, the cubes, the creatures lurking about the hot, dry, wide road, and the central opening of this pit where the tristers howled and moths fluttered in the air, and the dirt with its maggot-like worm squishing between my toes. I wanted to wake up so bad, but I could not. And we seemed like we were just walking endlessly down the spiral road. At other times, this beastly guide would walk over to the open area in the middle of the wide road where the hole was. And while we were walking along its edge, I looked up and down, and suddenly I noticed I was in a sea of ghastly creatures, all pushing and shoving, trying to climb vaporous beams. Then all of a sudden, these vaporous beams turned into oily-looking poles that extended out of this pit into this atmosphere. The creatures were climbing on these. Somehow, discernment was granted me, and I could see out of this pit into the top of the poles, where there was perched a large demonic creature sitting. All these demonic creatures sitting on top of all these poles, overlooking what appeared to be Earth from space. These demons would call to the ones below, and in groups of 2 to 7 they would climb and escape to the earth to influence or capture some poor soul. Years later I read in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places." And then again in Luke chapter 11 verses 24 through 26 it says, "When an unclean spirit goes out from a man and goes through the dry places seeking rest, he finds none. He says, I will return to my house from which I came. And he goes, and he takes 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they attack that person." I'm just paraphrasing that. I saw this happening at that time. I actually saw this was happening, and it was terrifying. That guide pushed its way through this crowd and back toward the cubes. Sight, sounds, all smell, and haunting my memory.